while both sets of nipples have perked up firm and hard on their breasts. You reach out for these, with one hand, your free hand, touching first one set and then the other, as though comparing. And you mentally compare their pussies too, but they're fairly similar, and your cock has felt the kiss of both and is starting to ascend toward orgasmic release you know you won't be able to keep in check. Especially not if you're going to keep up your game of methodically, mechanistically thrusting in and out at a steady, monotonous pace that must be driving home to the one you're fucking, must be driving home to her that you're not going to stop until both of you are coming. Her friend has realized this too, and is focusing on helping the one you're fucking to come, even though you're fingering the one you were originally inside of. Her attentions are entirely focused on stimulating, kissing, playing with the breasts of the one you're fucking, who has begun to squeeze around you. Hot, convulsive, constant squeezes. You see how taut her stomach is, how tight the muscles. She's shaking, shuddering, moaning into her friend's mouth, rubbing her face against the other one's breasts now, sliding her tongue away, no longer even able to keep up the kiss, just indulging in the body of her friend and in you, because her hips rock and ride onto your cock, on and off continuously. You thrust, keeping up the momentum, keeping it up and trying to seek orgasm, but then you have an idea. You keep your hard cock deep inside her, so she has something to squeeze and come around, but you do not come. You hold back and clench your muscles. You manage to grit and bear it, even as she's squeezing and spasming all around you, even as her insides squeeze and tense up. You hold back, and then you slip slowly out of her, slowly exiting her body, leaving her still spasming, still shivering pussy. She looks up at you, moaning, wanting you, begging, begging with her eyes for you to come inside of her. But you don't. Her friend, on the other hand, looks smug and is still pinching the nipples of the one who's just climaxed around your cock, whose juices are even now painting the entire thing, from the balls all the way to the tip, coated in her juices that leaked and spurted with her orgasmic squeezing with the tightness of it. Yeah, her friend, who you're just still fingering, looks like she anticipates you're going to fill her, but you have other plans. You grab the hips of the one you just finished fucking, slipping your fingers out of the one you've been fingering to keep her satiated. Now they're both looking up at you in desperation, in confusion, but in deep, abiding arousal, their eyes darting to your cock, exposed as it is, still not having come, and therefore in full hardness. You lift the one you were just fucking and lay her on top of her friend. She doesn't weigh very much at all, and she follows where you slide her. You lay one on her back and the other atop her, so their pussies are right above and below, right against one another. And then you slide your cock between them so that they can press their lips to the top and bottom of it. You maneuver them on the bed so their pussies are up against your hard cock, and you're sliding in between, encouraging them to interlock their thighs, to just create a wet, squeezing, barely contacting point where your cock can slide in and pleasure both of them while penetrating neither, with zero possibility you're going to come in either one. They look at this maneuver as if you're doing something impossible, unthinkable, but they begin moaning the moment you start sliding your cock left and right in the grip between their pussies, periodically slapping against their clits, and then you just in and out, filling the space between them without filling either of them, and they get into it. They start grinding their pussy lips on the exterior of your shaft, moaning as they do so. They start rolling their hips, grinding together. They even manage to get a little stimulation from their thighs interlocking. When you pull your cock out, their pussies press against one another, and they end up scissoring, but then you push it back between, parted only by the length of your member, in between, with the sides of it being pushed, forming a sleeve made by just their pussies pressed against each other as you slide between them. They can't even make out or rub each other's breasts, so they rub their own. They reach down and rub their clits. They masturbate while you use them in the vaguest possible sense, the least stimulating way for them, but they're still getting off on it, still getting turned on, and maximally stimulating for you as you feel the differing textures of the two sexy soaked slits against your long, hard cock. You don't even intend to come. You don't tell them that, though. You're going to thrust your cock between the two of them and let them grind on it. You reach out and explore their bodies, grabbing their butts, their breasts, touching them everywhere and anywhere, and they moan and enjoy it. You feel them shudder, both of them now coming as you rub your cock between. But as you're not trapped inside their pussies, the orgasmic response doesn't set you off. It does fire you up, though, as you continue your thrusting between, sliding your fingers to tease their rears gently, rubbing, moving them. Whenever you think one of them isn't grinding hard enough against your cock to give extra pleasure, you grip her ass and encourage her to hump against your cock, trapped between the two of them, getting nearer and nearer. You encourage them to hug, to embrace, and come together, their pussies very close to one another so you can still thrust your cock between their thighs, against their slits, between the two of them, sandwiched between, but not giving any of the satisfaction of filling those wet pussies. You're even denying yourself a little, edging nearer and nearer, closer and closer, watching as they twitch, contort, periodically come, or stare, or reach longingly for your cock. You continue to rub between the two of them, and you can feel it rising up, building up inside of you, a heat just behind your balls, behind your cock, that's going to squirt out. You're going to spurt. And they start begging when they realize what's happening, when they realize you're getting near and moaning for it. In me, says one. In me, please, please. Each of them begging, pleading for you to fill them with your seed, to come inside of them. You grab their asses, press them together, keep your cock between their pussies, hold them there, bracing them from behind their rears so that their pussies stay together. They stay chest to chest, face to face, using them as a sleeve. You slide them on and off of your cock, just their exterior, now extremely soaked pussy lips, and periodic hitting of their clits going on. You're not in either of them, and your very clear, deliberate action shows you're not going to come in either of them. You move them on your cock, more like a very big sex sleeve. The two of them are just grinding away, each moaning, their voices forming a symphony, their breasts jiggling against one another, each of them grasping the other, holding on for dear life, trying to maintain some semblance of clear thought in the face of the pleasure onslaught that defies what their programming tells them they're for. Good cowgirls are supposed to be fucked and filled and bred and impregnated, so there's a perverse pleasure in satisfying you and them externally, with your cock wrapped between them. You wonder at all the other perverse ways you could use your cock, having them suck you off without letting any of your seed go in their pussies, having them give you a boob job and not fucking their sexes at all. All the uses your big hard cock could be put to, and such direct exposure would probably drive them wild. Just having you in the room with your erection hard was enough to get them soaked. What would happen if they were face to face with it together for a long time? They each seem to turn the other on too, so you have another way to tease.